This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's a brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Let me say this first of all, Ed. Jordan Westberg is one of my favorite players in all of baseball. His approach to the game, not just his talent, but his approach to the game, his love for the game, his intensity. I love everything about him. However, one of the things that scares me about Jordan Westberg is he is so intense. The play in which he rolled his ankle last night, or had suffered ankle discomfort last night, was rounding second, looking to take advantage of an outfielder who may or may not have been aggressive enough, just taking that opportunity to. In hindsight, he wasn't going to make it to third, but he hit second base hard just in case there was an opportunity. I think Jordan Westberg will learn as time goes on, discretion is the better part of valor.
I hope he does.
Because, I mean, think about this. People who call him injury prone, you can call him that, but everything, all the injuries have been, you know, diving into second base, that they've been hustle plays. They've been him trying to make a play.
Yeah, I mean, I really hate that, because injury prone is just a nice way of saying, you know, you're soft or some other derogatory term. I don't know if you're prone to injuries. You get injured. It's just, you know, you're an athlete. It's like anything else that's physical. People get injured. Sometimes you get injured multiple times, especially guys like him who really, you know, they give you 100% all the time. They're always trying to take that extra base, extra yard, extra, you know, extra whatever, you know, to dive for a ball, to, you know, slide head first. You know who these guys are. So,
and trust me, he's aware of the fans. He's, you know, he wants to give a good show. He wants to give you your money's worth. That's who he is, and that's how he is. And it's just unfortunate that the injuries are coming and piling up on him. Fortunately, they're not injuries that we think going to weigh him down or break him down. You know, I'd be honest with you, I said it on air yesterday when I found out it was an ankle. It's better than what I thought it was. You know, if you go down the list, the highest thing I thought, not his knee. Please don't let it be his knee.
Yeah.
Then it was, well, he's been battling this hamstring issue. I hope it's not that, because that could be nagging. And then, you know, Ed, was sometimes when you kind of stop and your legs spread like that a little bit, it could be a groin.
Absolutely. And those are nagging.
Yes.
You know, the other ones can be, you know, devastating if you snap a tendon or whatever. But, I mean, I used to have groin pulls frequently. One season in my, I think it was high school, and they never went away. They never go away. And you think it sounds like nothing, like turf toe? You pull a groin muscle, you can't run, you can't cut, you can't do anything. It's just so painful, and it's in a terrible spot.
You know what's odd? In college, I had hamstring issues. My hamstring stayed tight for some reason. I don't know why. I never tore it. It just always stayed tight. When I was in my 20s, I rolled my ankle badly. I was a police officer. I was actually out of work for 3 weeks, Ed. That's how bad I rolled my ankle. 3 weeks. Today, if it rains, if it's precipitation in the air for 2 or 3 days in a row, I start feeling a little throbbing in that ankle. I pulled my groin when I was mid to late 30s, and it never came back on me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, never. Yeah. And everybody says what you said. When you pull that groin, man, you look for it to come back to haunt you. It's never done that. Like I said, the hamstring has, the ankle has. I never injured my knee. But the groin is not. And I was like mid-late 30s at the time.
Yeah.
Playing softball. The dirt was like sand. I was playing at Hartford Community College. And you know when you have that loose dirt, that's when you're susceptible to those injuries.
Yeah.
And I remember digging out one at first base, and that next step, the dirt kind of moved on me. And, you know, you use your legs to kind of grip and try to brace yourself, and bam, oh my God. I never experienced that before. I didn't know, like, they don't have a hernia?
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was, man. I just remember walking like I just got off a horse back to the dugout. That's it. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed, who has that conversation with Jordan Westberg? Does anybody?
Yeah. Ordinarily, I'd say a senior member of the team. I don't know if any of those are left. I think someone on the team, you know, a player should talk to him. Just you'd say, look, you know, I used to do that, or I played with guys, and, you know, your career's going to be shortened. Or just talk to him about, you know, we appreciate it, but sometimes you're going to hurt the team. Because a guy like that, if you make him feel that he is impacting the team negatively with that play, that'll get his attention real quick.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, we heard Buck used to say it all the time. He cares.
Yep.
And people used to get ticked off with Buck when he said that, but you got to understand what he's talking about. Some guys, well, he's not insinuating that other guys don't care. He's just telling you that guy he says cares more than your average player. That guy carries it at home with him. And that's who Jordan Westberg is. He carries it home with him. So I agree with you. If he realized, look, man, if you are much more valuable to us on the field than off the field, you know, you and wins above replacement, dude. We love Vasquez. We don't want him playing for you on a long-term basis. We want him subbing in for you.
Yeah.
He should be playing for you for weeks at a time. And I agree with you. I think if you give it to him that way, then he'll completely differently.
Yeah.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I was joking with him a couple of days ago about being the old man down on the team.
Mm-hmm.
And he laughed. And he said, you know, he's ready to take on leadership. But he admitted, he said, man, it would be nice to have, you know, a more veteran player, older player in the clubhouse moving forward to kind of,
yeah,
you know, be that guy.
Yep.
And these guys know that.
They're important. They really are. Veterans
are important.
They're very important.
It's like in high school. There's nothing. You can't replace a senior in high school. Seniors in high school are the most valuable people on your team.
Yeah.
Because they've seen everything. And now they want to go out with a bang. That's how veteran players are. Veteran players who can be productive. They've seen it all. Now they just want to win. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Are you starting to worry about Zaire Alexander? We'll talk about that at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, we're taking your phone calls on Jordan Westberg. Does he need to maybe learn to dial it back a little bit? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.